Hello, people. My name is Angelica, and today we're going to be learning about a specific stereotype that has affected me, my family, and even some of my friends. A stereotype is a widely held but fixed and oversimplified image or idea of a particular person or thing. This stereotype we'll be talking about is all Hispanics are Mexican. Not every Hispanic is Mexican or born in Mexico. Some people think automatically, oh, they're speaking Spanish, they're from Mexico. Or, oh, they said they were born in South America, so they were obviously born in Mexico. There is more than one country in South America, like Peru, Guatemala, El Salvador, Venezuela, Ecuador, and many more. In this podcast, we're going to talk about this stereotype, people's opinions, and ways we can end it. In my opinion, mostly Americans get confused with the fact that not every Hispanic is Mexican. Today, I have brought in two people of different ethnicities to answer some questions about this certain stereotype. To start off, we have Catherine Armstrong, who was born in Plymouth, North Carolina. What is your opinion on this stereotype?
Well, I used to think that it was true, because growing up, there were not a lot of people here that were Hispanic. But after knowing more and more people that were from other countries, I quickly learned that it's not true, that just because you speak Spanish, you're not from Mexico.
Do you think mostly Americans believe that most Hispanics are Mexican?
I don't think it necessarily is just Americans. I think it's mainly just people who are not Hispanic and people that are uneducated and really just don't know the difference. I mean, I do think there's a lot of Americans that do think that, but I don't think it's just Americans.
Do you think this is a common stereotype?
Absolutely. I hear it all the time.
Has this stereotype ever affected you or people around you in any kind of way?
It hasn't affected me personally, but it's affected people that I'm related to.
Do you think there is a solution to the stereotype? If so, what could it be?
I think you're never going to correct all stereotypes. That's just never going to happen. But to get people to think differently, you just need to teach them, educate them on the cultures and the differences between the countries, and then maybe it'll change people's mind.
The next person I will be interviewing today is Alfredo Landazuri. Alfredo was born in Lima, Peru, and moved to the United States when he was 18 years old. So, what is your opinion on this stereotype?
I think the stereotype is very correct in what you mentioned. I think the American culture thinks that every Hispanic, Latino, and that comes to the country or anywhere in the world, there are Mexicans, which is not. Mexican is a country, Mexico. So you, from being in Mexico, you are Mexican. That doesn't mean the Peruvians and people from other countries, we come to be Mexicans just due to the fact of color of the race or because they're speaking Spanish as a language.
Do you think mostly Americans believe that most Hispanics are Mexican?
Yes, I do think so. Not just Americans, Canadians, and European people, I think it's a culture thing in anywhere you go in the world, because if you go to Europe, a lot of people, have the misperception of you speak Spanish, you're Mexican. I think as the years go by, it should be teach more to the people on to, the difference between, Mexicans or Peruvians as a country and the difference between Hispanics or Latinos overall.
Do you think this is a common stereotype, not to just you, but to other people as well?
I think it is. I think it's just not to Hispanic people, right? Mexicans, Peruvians, Salvadorians. I think it's stereotyped popping even with, people from Europe or, Asia. You know what I mean? If you think about it, when you see somebody from China, Japan, North Korea, South Korea, the Philippines, you automatically think, oh, they're Chinese. But same concept is there are no Chinese. there are no Mexicans, you know what I mean? They're all from a different culture in a different country.
Has this stereotype ever affected you or people around you in any kind of way?
I don't think it affects you in a bad way. You can take it with a grain of salt and make the best out of it. Unfortunately, there's people in this world that don't understand or don't have the right culture or education to understand, you know, people's cultures and where they're coming from. Me personally, people have made the comments, you know, thinking that because you come from Peru, you're a Mexican, or because you speak Spanish, you're Mexican. But like I say, you just got to take things with a grain of salt and take the positive out of it.
Has anyone ever, like, come up to you and actually asked you if you're, like, from Italy or if you're from Mexico or anything like that?
Actually, on my persona, because of me being second generation Italian and being white skin, but still having an accent, still speaking Spanish because I grew up in Peru, people most of the time come in and their stereotype or their mentality is like, you're not Peruvian because you're white. Or you are no, I thought you were American because you're white. And once you start talking to them in Spanish, or actually telling them that I was born and raised in a different country, then they finally kind of click to them into where I'm from, or that I'm actually Hispanic or, you know, Peruvian in this case.
Do you think there is a solution to this kind of stereotype? If so, what do you think it would be?
I think there is a solution. I don't think it's going to be fixed overnight, but I think it goes back to, education, you know, teaching our kids and our, you know, this generation and the generations to come, you know what I mean, even the old generations, the difference between Europeans and American and Central America and South America and then the Caribbean and, you know, kind of a little bit more education. I think it will definitely help. Especially in the schools or even in social media and things like that, you know, allow people to understand more about this, you know.
In this particular section, I would like to highlight some differences between two different cultures. We are going to have Alfredo in again to answer some questions about where he's from. So, you were born and raised in Peru. What are some traditional foods that you have there?
We got a lot of traditional food. Peru is one of the richest countries in the world with seafood and potatoes and culture, you know, in different mixture of like Chinese and Italian and Peruvian and things like that. I think probably my favorite one will be a traditional dish in Peru called ceviche, which is a marinara fish with limes and, you know, it's got some sweet potatoes and some other stuff. I probably will also like something that I make at home all the time, which is called a chicken. It's got like a chicken stew, but it's a more traditional with some white rice. We eat a lot of white rice and, the chicken being, you know, with some chicken broth and veggies and things like that. But I would say probably the most traditional dish will be the ceviche overall.
And finally, what are some major traditions that you guys celebrate?
Peru is a very Catholic country, so we do celebrate Semana Santa, which is the very religious week, which happens the same time in here in America, which is Easter Sunday or Easter week. We celebrate Semana Santa, which is all like recognizing what Jesus and did for us and when he died and things like that. We also celebrate like any other country, our Independence Day, but the difference in our country, we celebrate our Independence Days in 2 days, is July 28th and July 29th, instead of just being one day. Halloween becomes a tradition because of the American culture, but I think the overall Semana Santa, and Christmas are probably the top two that we celebrate.
Like Catherine said, there's no way we can possibly ever end an actual stereotype. But in my opinion, a way that we can make it a little bit less common is by just educating more children and even some adults. Now I would like to highlight some of the traditions and traditional foods Mexicans have. Some traditional Mexican foods include chalupas, enchiladas, picadillo, tortas, and many more. Some major Mexican traditions include Día de los Muertos and Feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe. So, there is a pretty big difference between the two cultures. That's it for this segment. Daily Dose of Knowledge for today is never, ever judge a book by its cover.